Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. We're here as well. We thank God for all your prayers and all of those that, amen, been vacationing and traveling throughout the world. Amen. We're here. Amen. Doctrine of Truth. Our desire is always, amen, to bring you the truth. Amen. The Bible said the truth shall set you free. And one of the discussions, one of the points that we have in this, amen, is concerning with, amen, about what happened to the gospel message. What happened to the gospel message? And in the point that we're approaching, amen, is to encourage you, as always, amen, here at Doctrine of Truth. We always come to encourage you, uplift you, and desire that you begin to get a revelation, amen, from the Lord concerning the Bible studies. And you can share and call a friend. Tell a friend that the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for all the listeners, wherever they might be, in the time that they would enjoy and share this gospel message, O God, throughout the land, that you can call your friends and relatives. O Lord, wherever they might be, O God, we heal and deliver, O Lord, and set free, and give them the revelation, O God, concerning, amen, your power and your authority is in the church at these days and at these times, O Lord, that you are always here, that you never left us, and you never turn your back on us. And God, we thank you for it, And Lord, we ask you to breathe on these messages through your Holy Spirit and all the listeners, wherever they might be. This we ask in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll be coming from a couple of scriptures. We like to, amen, all the time to lay a foundation. Then after the foundation be laid, that many of our other listeners that would come in and would share. And we'd like to let you know that we always call the last four digits, amen, of your phone number. And we'll not give your name. Of course, you're being recorded. But if you desire to do so, you can give your name. Amen. And we're looking at the book now, the Church Action of the Holy Spirit. They call it the book of Acts, the 10th chapter of Acts, and the 38th verse. And here's a twofold approach, amen, here to the message, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. How God, amen. And you notice here how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen. That's the authority, the ability, amen, his work that he came to do, amen, who went about doing good. Jesus went to do good. He came to do good. He came to, amen, overturn the curse, amen, that the human race had fallen unto, amen, of sin. Oh, done good, and God sent his only begotten Son to overturn this curse of mankind. And he said he went about doing good. So many times people think that doing good is not a part of the gospel, but it is. When Jesus said in the book of Matthew and Luke, he said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, you didn't come unto me. See, that's a part of the gospel. Amen. And not only that, but Jesus went about and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, the day and time, amen, we have a situation where there's so much going on in the earth. There's so much going on in the atmosphere. There's so much going on in walls and rumors of walls. Amen. Walls and rumors of walls, earthquakes, diverse places. People are losing, amen, their livelihood for as in the natural. Some are losing their jobs. Some are losing their houses. Some are losing their income and family. In walls, we have floods in the land. We have fires. Amen. We have diseases that are breaking out. Amen. And this is a time of sorrow, according to what Jesus said, according to the Word of God. And it's very important, amen, that we stay to the Scripture. It's very important, amen, those of us that in Christ, amen, Jesus stayed with the Scripture. We have to stay with the Scripture. We can't deviate from the Scripture and add anything that we want to add, amen, because of the fact if you start deviating from the Scripture and you start adding things, amen, you will find yourself, what Paul was talking about in the latter days, amen. Notice in the book of Luke 24, amen, we'll find that when Luke was writing the last chapter of the 24th chapter, amen, when Jesus came through the wall and all the men and women was concerned, amen, the disciples were sitting around concerned. Amen. And Jesus was being a little relaxed there. And he said, you know, I'm not a spirit now. You don't believe it? Give me some of that meat you're eating there, brother. What was that? That boiled fish right there. Well, no, I want some of that honey too along with that. You see, let him know that he's still, he's hungry. He's a human. He can eat. Amen. And that's a whole new discussion. That needs to be preached. But we want to emphasize Luke 24, amen, and when he had done that, in 24 and 42, he said, and he gave him a piece of boiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them, and said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the psalmists concerning me. Amen. So we have to understand that, amen, in the 45th verse, say, and then open ye their understanding, and they might understand the scripture. Amen. The scriptures. And if we're going to talk about Jesus, we have to talk about the scripture. Amen. It's written. It's written. So we're discussing what's written here, but also, not only the written word, but listen now, it's not only the written word that we're discussing, amen, but we're also approaching, amen, this atmosphere, this time, this end time situation, the power that God had given unto the church, amen. The message has to continue to be what, amen, what Jesus brought, his action, his movement, amen, the things he done while he was here, amen, that those of us that's in the church and this generation that's coming up has not known the power of God, have not seen the power of God like some of us that been in the ministry for years, some of us have been with Christ for years, amen, and this new movement, amen, of the doctrines of Christ is coming up, amen. The real gospel has to be preached that Jesus Christ, amen, through the word of God, still heals. Yes, yes, right now, yes, understanding when Jesus was born and his death not only covered grace, amen, not only covered grace. I know we get master's degrees and doctorate degrees and we can discuss grace 100 different ways, but listen, the church need to hear, amen. The men and women of God need to constantly hear, amen, the other part of the story, amen. This physical body will go through changes. This physical body will be dealing with contamination, amen. They've been dealing with bad food and dealing with, amen, the air, amen, and dealing with bad water. Amen. And Paul told Timothy, if you're going to be a good minister, tell people to pray over your food. You don't know who in the kitchen. Who's in the kitchen cooking your food? Who's in the kitchen now? You don't know who's handling technology. You don't know who's handling, amen, your money. You don't know. But the iteration is, the whole input is that God has provided for all of that. You ever missed nothing. You ever missed nothing. Amen. This new generation, amen, that we have now need to see the signs of God, need to know the signs of God through all of us that's been walking this earth. And this is the revelation word we're talking about tonight. We're looking at the spoken word, but the Holy Spirit giving us the revelation word that you can catch on and realize and continue to spray. Say, listen, mother, yes, you might be sick, but God, amen, he done set it up in the church. He done set it up in the church. This is what the prophet said in Isaiah. Oh, we got the Old Testament scripture and the New Testament scripture. With the Holy Spirit, he moved on men to write. But here is the revelation that we're trying to get across in this study. Amen. This is the revelation we're trying to get across in this study. Amen. Through all the contamination in the world, all the sickness and disease and good medicine, bad medicine, good food, bad food, amen. Good water, bad water, amen. Everywhere you go, if you don't get a report on the television or the radio, amen, don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. It's a callback on the sandwich you ate yesterday. It's a callback. If you don't get all that, you're eating this food. And the natural body, God died for the natural body as well. Catch this now. God died for the natural body. That's what the cross is about. Amen. Not only the covenant, not only the blood. The blood is for removal of the sin, remove the curse. We're all under the curse. We all was born in sin, amen, and shaped in iniquity, the psalmist said, 51 and 55. We all was born in sin. That's a curse. The problem is a sin problem. And nothing can do it but the blood of Jesus. But now, look at the body. Look at this body you living in. You're looking at this body you living in. All right? You look at the body. Now, how, who, what going to deliver? Can God do it? Yes, he can. Where's the answer? It's in the church. It's in the church. Have that message constantly been bombarded, amen, through the atmosphere as well as grace. This is where we want to be at tonight and today. Amen. We're going to stop there. I feel pretty good about it. I thank God for your calls. And amen. But, this, you know, what you think about it? Have you heard? Can you evaluate? Can you add it up? And what have you been hearing? Compare it to what Jesus did. Isaiah 61 says that the Spirit of the Lord upon me, because he had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Amen. And he has sent me to bend up the broken hearts. There are many broken hearts. Many broken hearts. Lost job, lost marriage, lost children. People in the prison. Amen. Without the innocent in prison. Amen. It, not only that, but many thieves are stealing and taking. Many broken hearts. Second verse, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the vengeance of our God, to comfort. When you hear a comforting message about Christ, the comfort, the Holy Ghost, when Jesus spoke in 14, John 14, he said, I'm going to send you the comforter. When you ever heard the Holy Ghost comfort people, that's the gospel. Amen. The third verse says, and appointed unto them the Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy. Amen. God-given. We're talking about God-given now. It's not man-made. It's not man-made. The doctor was talking to me, and he was saying that, yeah, I want you to watch your diet, but listen, I want you to stay away from all man-made food. And you know what? I got all kind of preservatives in it, and this, that, and that. I said, Doc, you know, we laugh. I said, I don't know where you're going to eat at, Doc, because almost everything got right is man-made. Amen. What about the brothers in the city? Amen. They can't get collard greens and cornbread and natural fruit sometimes. Amen. So what's going on here? That beauty for ashes. God. Amen. All for mourning. The garment of praise, the spirit of heaviness. Amen. All of this is a part of the gospel in Isaiah. Amen. 53 was talking about, amen, he was wounded for our transgression. Amen. So he covered, we know about grace. You, all of you are masters on grace. How to forgive, out of unforgiveness, and walk out, oh, God, forgive me. Sometimes people got, they don't even throw repentance in it. They just go over it. But we're talking about the natural body tonight. Today we're talking about the natural body. Amen. How God healed. That's a part of the gospel. That's a part of the process. That comes on with the package. Even though we don't need healing in heaven, I know we don't need healing in heaven, but you still living here. You still living here. And the church still have the power. The church still have the power. Amen. Before we get too far, I know, amen, you can call, amen, and thank God. You can dial Blog Talk. We're here. We always try to reach with a survey of what you heard and that you can help others. And we are always here to help. We're not here to talk about anybody ministry or anybody's songs or whatever. We're here to help. Dial 1-855-236-2252. Amen. And that's the toll-free number. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. What has happened to the gospel message? What has happened to the gospel message? Amen. Or maybe you haven't, nothing happened. You've been hearing everything. You've been hearing, amen, all the whole continents of God, amen. But you want to share. We like for you to share, amen. We always reach out for revelation. We're using the spoken word, the written word, but the Holy Ghost come in and give us, amen, with the mouth of two or three witnesses, say, let my word be established. You can press one on your phone, and when after you press one on your phone, the technician will type you in, and we'll be glad to have to hear your voice. Amen. We will always call the last four digits, amen, of your telephone number. Amen. You might have a scripture. You might not have a scripture. Maybe it's a song. Amen. Something that God gave you, a vision or a dream that God had given you. Amen. We're talking about, amen, what's going to help people. Amen. You, we're here because we want to help people. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. We have old-fashioned way tonight, today, amen, but it's still God. I'd rather have the old-fashioned way, amen, a solid foundation under me, amen, knowing when you're going through your trials and tribulation, amen, you know God not going to change. God not going to change. He can be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, he is. He's the same. He's the same way he saved you, he'll heal you. The same way. The same way. The same. He's the same God. He's the same God. The same God that, amen, encouraged you. He's the same one. He's the same one. Amen. So you on this earth, and we're going through things and trials, and amen, but he will comfort you according to the scripture. Amen. And Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. For one of his words, jot. Amen. And line upon line and precept upon precept. He's talking about, amen, how God used people. God used people. He used anything. He'll use an animal if he had to. Amen. He'll work. He'll work it out for you because he's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He'll come out. Come and help you. Amen. It mean good mean you don't have to call him. He's always watching. He's always watching. He's always listening. Amen. Amen. You can call. You can call. Press 1 on your phone. And amen. We have our technician who put you in. You press 1. Amen. We know that everybody don't have the same. We have to understand that. God knows everybody's not the same. Amen. He knows everybody's difficulties. Sometimes are not the same conditions. But he's there. He's there. Amen. Concerning the church, concerning the Christ, amen. Every pastor not the same. Every leader not the same. That's why we have so many different shepherds. Amen. In the world. But all of them know God. All of them know God. All of them know Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. Amen. They know. They know him. Amen. And there's some that come to do certain jobs, and there's some comes to all have different abilities, but they're all the same Spirit. All the Holy Spirit, He's carrying the church, amen, but he's been here since the beginning of time. He's been here since the beginning of time, amen. All right, if we continue to, amen, continue on, and amen, you can press 1. Like I said, if you're listening, you can press 1. You have a testimony or something you would like to discuss, amen. We'll be glad to hear you. But Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, amen, not only during this time of the year, amen, we're discussing, amen, many times his birth, amen, we're discussing his birth, amen. Now, he came, amen, in the body, amen, and he died, and he rose from the dead, Amen. To give life. That's what John the Baptist talked about, the new birth. Amen. You must be born again to get the new birth. Because we are body, soul, and spirit. We're discussing about the body tonight, today, about that's a part of the gospel. That's a part of the message, amen, that Jesus died. By his stripes, we're healed, amen. By we have the ability, and this is why it's so important that you go to Sunday school, you be in prayer meetings, you be around those that have been walking this earth a while and still saved. Still saved. Amen. Because trouble and trials will come. Trouble and trials will come. But they come to make you strong. They come to make you strong. We have a trial and tribulation. Amen. Everybody go through certain things. And when you go through, there will be some kind of natural change. There will be some kind of natural things. Things you have laid down that you thought you didn't need. Amen. You begin to evaluate your life. And when you come out of that situation and you're still alive and you're still walking with God and you know it was God and you know without a doubt God made a way for you and you just lean and depended on him and prayed to him and read your Bible, amen, and isolated yourself and people on the outside, people say, oh, they don't know. They don't know. But you just walking, you was walking and talking with God. Amen. He kept your countenance and your character. Amen. And they didn't know. They make a long story short, they didn't know. You know, but when you came out, amen, pure as gold, and you, amen, you appreciate God more because you held on to him. Those are one of the keys. You held on to him and held him to his promise. As long as you walk with him and talk with him, he said, I'll be with you. And he helped you. He helped you. Amen. That's a part of the gospel message. You lived it. You learned Jesus. You learned that part. He said, I never leave you. I never, never leave you. And he didn't. And he won't leave you. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we hear so much about going to heaven, your sins are forgiven you, and grace, grace, grace. Oh, yes. That is the message. That's the part of it. Now we need to go to phase two. We need to go to the next step. Amen. In your walk with God. Amen. He will give you joy. He will give you peace. He will give you, amen, the things that you need because he's good. He's good. Jesus went about doing good. Amen. God, Jesus went about doing good and healing. Jesus, you can trust him to do you good. You can trust him. Amen. Even though he set up the church, and the church is under his authority, amen, but the church should do you good. I know, we don't have, amen, man, God got man over it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the one that works with the man. Whoever the head is, God works with that person. He works with that person who he has called, he has given them authority, amen, because, amen, they have a responsibility. They have a responsibility. Amen. So here, dial 1-855-236-2252, 855 toll free, 236-2252, or dial 1-347-215-8816. You press 1 on your phone and technician will type you in. Amen. Now notice about the next step of the gospel. The next step in the gospel. Amen. And because you can't hear, the more you hear, amen, the more you hear about God, the more you hear about, amen, by what the Lord has done and what the Lord is doing, the more confidence you get into it. You know, God will forgive. God will save. And we know that. You find many people today know they know they can be forgiven. They know they can be saved. Amen. But at the same time, they should know that God will restore their mind. That God will restore, amen, their memory. He will restore, amen, their nervous system. And this is the natural body. That there are some things that the natural man has to do, amen. But, you know, if you your association pair a lot of part in the natural man. A lot of things fight against the natural man. Paul made that statement. Amen. Paul made a statement in the book of Romans. And you have to come to grips with that when you start dealing with the natural man. You have to come to grips with that. And like I said, we're always dealing with the scripture. We have to come to grips with that what Paul was speaking of in the book of Romans in the 7th chapter. And Paul said that for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. You see, we're talking about the inward man. We all love God. We all desire. And sometimes we overlook our environment and our association, and we just throw that and say, well, that's the cross I got to bear. But we'll notice here in the 23rd verse, 7th chapter, Paul said, but I see a law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. He's not talking about his spirit now. He's not talking about his spirit. Oh, wretched man I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when with the mind I desire, I myself serve God, the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. You know, he went back at the 23rd verse, at the 21st verse. You see, I find in a law that when I would desire to do good, evil is present. So you have to, these are evaluations here, amen, that we have to understand. You know, every time Jesus did good, the enemy show up. Every time you desire to help and be encouraged in others, and amen, even yourself. This is where the church come in, and this is where the gospel come in. The other part of the gospel you need to know, amen, that God knows about your capabilities and what he wants you to do and what you desire to do. And I know we're getting to the latter part of the year. Some of you have made some vows the first part of the year. You got caught up in some nice programming and, amen, some skillful promotions, and you made all kind of pledges. Amen. Amen. Don't do that again this year. Don't do that again this year. Amen. Do what you're capable of doing. Do what you're capable of doing. Amen. So the issue here, what we're trying to pick on and pick out a little bit, amen, that and we're going to go into the latter part of the broadcast. Getting ready to wind down a little bit here. That God did a complete thing. Through Jesus Christ, he completed it all. Now, we're going to have problems and situations on the earth, but that does not have authority over the church, the power that God gave unto the church. Amen. When Jesus saved us, everything is there in the package. Everything is in the package. And sometimes we make our own problems. We make our own problems. And, you know, is sin will help you push you into a lot of these problems. And, you know, but, oh, you have no fun, you have no joy, you need to be in control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But listen, in these end times, amen, Jesus says the time of sorrow. But the Holy Ghost, amen, because Isaiah 61, he said, Amen. He'll give you comfort. He'll comfort your moaning. He'll give you comfort. Amen. It might, you maybe not, maybe you haven't heard as much about it, but you we want to, if anything, we can ignite you and to make you observe about complete picture. And the church has it all. The church has it all. God has given. Now we're going to switch a little bit. What God has given concerning the natural man, about healing, about the power of God, and what God had given unto the church. What God had given unto the church. Jesus had given it unto the church, and the apostles went forth with it. And you say, well, Bishop, we don't have no apostles in our church. Okay? We don't have an evangelist. We don't have a healing ministry in our church. Okay? All right. Okay, I'm listening. My church is not like this. Okay? All right, I'm still listening. The God must be in want this day and time for the church to be like this. Well, I want to go to James. Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going to the book of James, because I'm dealing with the foundation. That's where I'm at. You know, without a foundation, when trouble arise, if you're living in a house, apartment, a condo, a home, if that foundation is not built strong on solid steel and concrete, and when the winds blow, amen, and cornerstone is not built right, these things fall. If your car don't have four wheels, amen, and good tires, I don't care what the outside look like, amen, it's not going to go too far. Amen. All depend on how many wheels you got. They have to have air in. Amen. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about just the foundation, what God has set up in the church. Now, it's still a part of the church. Amen. God saved and baptized in water and with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. But there's something that he had left. He left the healing ministry so common. It's so common. Look at James, the fifth chapter. Look at James, the fifth chapter, in the 14th verse. Any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Now, we'll stop there. We'll stop there. In the prayer phase, you'll pray over, let them pray over him, anoint him with oil. And the prayer phase shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, okay, we can, if he have committed sins, if this person is sick, if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Oh, my God. Was that always in the scripture? Amen. If he's sick and he has sins, the prayer of faith, a fervent prayer, honest prayer. Amen. Not no showtime prayer. Man, say a prayer that this person here. Now, let's go back to the elders. The elders are those they're not going anywhere. They're going to be in the church. They sit around, they be there every Sunday. Amen. Common, ordained. Amen. In other words, they met all the requirements of a believer, of a true man and woman of God. Amen. They know the doctrine of the church. They not no junkie. They're not no junkie elder. No, in other words, the one that, you know, you junk food. They were not one of them junk food elders. They go around to every church, they go around to every television station, and they got all kind of doctrine. You know how you go to all these junk food stores, you buy all these, you know, all these fast food stores? They're not that kind. These are the solid. Amen. We have to say that junk food type of situation, spiritual food, because today and time is a whole different atmosphere. But the real elders are elders. They're solid for the ministry, they're solid for God. They're there. They're sold out. Amen. They're not worried about who come and go. They're going to be there running a hymn and a song, and a spiritual song, and If you need prayer, doesn't matter what you did or what you said, they're going to honestly go to God. They're not going to prejudge you and talk about you and spread your news. Amen. But they are there for you. This is what an elder. An elder, James said, called for the elders of the church. The common old elder, he'll be there. She'll be there. Sometimes they'll be so tired, come back from the hospital. Amen. They'll pray for everybody. Sometimes they done got sick. Amen. And maybe you might laugh about the dress they got on today or the collar he got on. And the old elder done got a nap up there, and you woke him up and back and forth. But he's right there. He's right there. She's right there. And James said, call from them. Amen. He said, oh, my Lord God, I hope the elder get up there and pray. He prayed. Lord, I was glad he stopped. No, but he's honest about it. He's praying from his heart. He's not up there putting in a 2-minute prayer. Amen. And the world haven't gotten into him. The world have not gotten into him. The world can't squeeze out his Holy Ghost or squeeze out his love for the church. Amen. He got more time for the church than for the world. Amen. If you want to bring the world into the church, then the elder going to come up. He's going to come up and he's going to begin to talk. No, we don't need this kind of thing in the church. We don't want to contaminate God's house. He's the one that you got to try to get around these young folks, trying to get around the elders. Amen. The elders going to stand strong. They're not going to have all kind of hoopaloop and singing and all kind of dancing going around. No. They're not going to contaminate God's house. Amen. They're going to sit there. Amen. They're going to watch the door of the church. Amen. They're going to watch the musicians and the choir members. And amen. They're going to make sure peace be in the church. They're going to make sure the children don't run and jump all over the church and put chewing gum on all on the seats and the floors. No. This is God's house. They're going to be right there. They love you, but they strictly reverence God's house. Amen. They're there. Amen. That's an elder. Now, I know there's many more. They'll be there when the prayer meeting closed. Maybe they'll come in. Amen. God can deal with them. They come in and pray. Amen. In prayer warriors. Amen. Amen. So when the time comes, amen. And James, and when the Bible said, James said, James, one of the pillars of the church, James said, amen, when the event is sick among you, amen. Don't you feel good just by listening? You know, old elder in the church right now? Amen. Just call him up and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, elder. Mother elder, I thank you. I thank you. You know, because you know when you get down sick. Amen. Amen. Say, well, I used to say the same thing when I was coming up. I was one of them little fireballs running around, 1980, 79 and 80. I was running around. I ain't going to get sick. And where God healed this, that, and the other, and this, all of this. Yes, yes, all of this. I didn't care what I ate. Then I started getting down, and I come off of fasting, and I eat, and I said, Lord, why am I so down? And one day the Holy Spirit caught me out there in one of them fast food stores. He said, your diet. And I jumped. I said, oh, Lord. The lady said, sir, you're holding up the line. Do you want to order something? And I was out there. And the Holy Spirit told me why I feel so down and run down when I finished running myself down. And fat. I didn't care what I ate. I was eating that junk food. As long as I didn't recognize, amen, I didn't recognize what was happening. What was happening? I was falling to the devil about it, which he was, because I couldn't find nobody. The Holy Spirit came straight through and dealt me and said, listen, your diet is wrong. And I've been examining that for years, over 30-some years, still examining it. Amen. And you might not think, so, oh, you go somewhere and eat the wrong thing, and you need somebody to pray for you. And you go to church, say, I don't know what's wrong. And amen. I heard a lady testimony one time. She was getting ready to commit suicide. She didn't know. She said, I know the Holy Spirit. I know I'm saved and sanctified. I know God dealt with me. And then she was giving, the Holy Spirit said, get the sugar out the house. And the sugar, she didn't realize that sugar. Amen. Things that we eat, we didn't look at food, but the devil used the food that got us in trouble. The devil used the food and got us in trouble. He got us in trouble, got the whole world in trouble. Amen. He got us all, and Eve kept looking at that. You just can't, your eyes, you got to watch what you look at. Amen. And so this warfare is dealing with the body, your feelings, and your thoughts. Amen. But Jesus covered that. See, the church doesn't cover that. Jesus, the church doesn't cover that. We're moving pretty fast here. I better slow down here. Amen. But the church, God gave it the power over this curse of sin. He also gave the power and through the Holy Spirit to teach us, amen, that God covered the body as well. He covered, we got victory over the body. And sometimes we just need to shut in ourselves. We need to shut ourselves in, not necessarily be a hermit and hide out in the woods and the cave. We need to cut off all the world activities around us that flush out the scriptures and the memories of a song. Amen. Somebody should be able to walk up to you, amen, the next 2 hours and say, can you sing a song for me? A spiritual song? A religious song? Or do you need to run and go get the hymn book? Oh, let me go to church and see what that song. You got to keep a song and a hymn in your mind. Don't let the world flush out. Amen. Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. If you get so where you can't memorize scripture, you're getting so where you can't memorize, amen, songs and music, gospel music. That's what's happening to the church. Too much world and got in. Too much of the world and got in. God's people, that what they believe is squeezed out. It's squeezing out of them. If you do hear about Jesus and the blind man and the lady with the issue of blood and you know, the leprosy and everything, amen, then you turn around and all you hear is worldly things. Amen. But call for the elder. Get the elder to come up. Doesn't matter what happened or what doesn't happen. Get the elder to come up. I want a true old elder to come up here. Amen, amen. The one don't know about this new song coming through town, or amen, you got to go out to the arena and all of that. You know, no, he not concerned about it. Hold on. I'll be right here. Don't worry about it, y'all. I'll close up the church. Amen. This generation is on the move. They're moving. Amen. But it's the same old problem. The elders are still there. Old common elder. Call for the elders of the church, James said. Let them pray over you. Pray over you. Don't stop him. Don't stop. Let him pray over you. Amen. Nobody don't need to know what he's praying over you about. Just let him pray over you. Amen. Amen. The Bible said that not only after this song. Now notice what the elder understand. He understand that, amen, that an honest, true prayer. He said, when I go home now, I'm going to pray for you when I get home now, sis. Don't worry about it. Bro, I'm going to pray for you when I get home too now. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And he know, the Bible said, God will raise him up. God going to raise him up. God going to raise him up. Amen. God going to raise him up. God will raise him up. God going to raise him up. That's the elder. So what? Healing is already there. He's already there. A seasoned, well-equipped man of God and a woman of God. Well, some say, well, he's a deacon. Well, some say that's the pastor. Maybe he haven't been in office yet, but he's there. He's proven. He's proven. He's proven. She's a proven woman, proven man of God. Amen. All they do is sit around. They come to church every Sunday, every prayer meeting, every Bible study. If they don't, they call in, and everybody wanted to say, oh, where's the elder today? Well, he might come in. You come in tired and whatever, but it's already in the church. Amen. God provided. God got so much power, amen, that he's put into God's people, the church. Amen. All we need. All we need. All we need. God bless you. God bless you. I know I'm a little excited coming back for, amen, a little sabbatical and, amen, and dealing with some things. And thank God for all your prayers. All your prayers. And we got about 5 or 6 minutes here more. But if not, you can go to the website. Amen. And go to the website and share this program again. You can go to www.blogtalkradio/JCIMinistries.com. Amen. www.blogtalkradio.com/JCIMinistries. Amen. You look for Doctrine of Truth. Amen. And the message is, what happened to the gospel message? What happened to the gospel message? Amen. Or if you want to go to our website, and you go to our website, amen, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And if you want to email me there, seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Amen. If you like us on Facebook, you can go there as well. Amen. All right, I think we have a caller coming through. Amen. And we have a caller coming through. Last 4 digits, 0226. Area code 305. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Listening to you ministering this evening, it's good to have you back with us.
God bless you.
I was just looking at Psalm 1 as you were ministering, and blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight. And I really stress that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And as I read that and I think about that, Bishop, I think about, you know, every revivals have their place in the body of Christ. Television ministries have their place, internet ministries, radio ministries. But are we, the men and women and children of God, are we spending the time that we need to spend with the Lord on an individual basis and are in such meditation with him day and night that if we happen to just be streaming on the internet, if we just happen to turn on our radio and we hear a minister preaching, or we just happen to step into a church and hear a pastor, I would think that if we are so connected to God that what we're hearing from the pulpit, what we're hearing over that radio station, will probably just be a confirmation that we have been communing with God. And those words we hear coming from that minister, or even just a conversation on the street with someone, would just mean that I need to really focus on what God told me and I'm hearing confirmed, because it's going to be so powerful that my leaf won't wither when the pressure comes and the heat, and whatever I do is going to prosper because I heard from God. I know I may have read that scripture and I didn't give it too much of a thought other than I just read it today, but then I heard it repeated in my ears, and it means God is saying something to us. And this, of course, keeps us in the place where you're talking about the elders and people being connected, staying in the church, and always having the right attitude. I really believe it depends a lot on how much time we spend with God individually, because many people chase after other ministry. They chase after the revivalist, the prophet, trying to get away from God. And God is speaking to us when we just spend that quiet moment, as Isaiah did. He says, the fire came and the hurricane, the storm, and the rocks broke, but that still small voice. And we just have to tune into that still small voice, and that voice is going to bring us success. It's going to bring us prosperity. It's going to keep us our leaves green. So when he comes, we will not wither. And I just wanted to bring that out. It just spoke to my heart. Meditation, day and night on the Lord, and doing that, we're going to be successful in whatever we do. Thank you, Bishop.
Very good, very good, very needful. Yes, that would be like a subtitle, a theme, two of this is the study here, because if we let the world get too far in our thinking and our agenda and in our day-to-day walk where Christ is not there, you know, how you going to meditate on it? How you going to, the more you isolate yourself, unneedful business, you know, like I say, wasteful business, just reading and praying and meditating and on God, you'll see the success. Very good. Very success. Amen. God gave me St. John 15 in the beginning of this ministry. He said, if you abide in me and my words, because our desire is to keep God's word fresh in our hearts and our mind, fresh in us. So when we speak something or say something, Lord, help me or help them, whatever, then God can, Holy Spirit can bring back to your remembrance what you done put in. If you ain't put nothing in there, he can't refresh. So it means a lot that we keep our mind, amen, and keep our mind and our spirit kind of free course in that area so God can speak to us. Very, very, very good. All right, we have another caller, the last four digit, 954, error code 626. God bless you on there.
Good afternoon, Bishop Poole. This is Greg Mitchell, and I appreciate the topic tonight, and I really appreciate what the previous caller statement that he made. And I find that, you know, in the world, that we're required to go to elementary school, middle school, high school, and then some of us matriculate into college and all these other things, seminaries. But when we become...
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds. Oh, I hate to rush you.
Okay. When we become Christians, Christians, the average person, I believe, has maybe an elementary school degree in Christianity, because we don't put in the time like the previous caller said. We have to spend time with God. That means being in that word, studying it, meditating on it. So that I'm out of time. So I'll email you some things, okay?
I'm glad to have you. We'd like to have you again. God bless you.
All right, sir. Okay.
God bless you all tonight. Today we always appreciate the callers. We run out of time, but, you know, you can go back and share this study again. And to go to www.blogtalkradio.com, JCI Ministry. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Keep God on your side. He will not. He love you. He take care of you.